You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. The original construction of Interstate 81 through Syracuse changed the city and region forever. Now there are plans to tear down the highway, and there are some who see the replacement process as a chance to help Syracuse's poverty problem. The highway and poverty are linked in surprising ways. Before we get into this, I should say I-81 is a very hot topic at the moment. Everyone has an opinion on what option they think is best, but leave those aside for now. What I want to talk about is how I-81 reinforces and exacerbates poverty in Syracuse, Onondaga County, and the entire region. Because there is a reason the future of the highway is such a big deal.
You're talking about, you know, the future of the city for the next 50, 75 years.
Van Robinson just retired from the Syracuse Common Council after 18 years.
I feel that we missed the boat 50 years ago when we built that highway, because that seemed to have been the trend. That started the trend. It made it so much easier to get out to the suburbs, where the government was pouring all kinds of money, and the city was left with little or no money.
The decision to put 81 right through the city put Syracuse on the track to where it is today. According to local housing officials, the Syracuse metropolitan area is the 9th most segregated in the country, and Syracuse ranks number one in concentrated poverty among Black and Latino people. That's according to a 2015 report from the Century Foundation. Director of the NYCLU, Yusuf Abdul Kadir, says the problem is that with 81, development and investment don't stay in the city.
81 has been a driver, like many other interstate highway systems across the country historically, a means with which to create suburban sprawl. And what we've done when we've designed a system that kind of incentivizes for development of the suburbs, jobs would wind up going in those places as well. And so you create a kind of tale of two cities in some respects.
Local fair housing officials told me most of the people of color in Onondaga County live in Syracuse. So do most of the people with disabilities. If most of the development is happening outside the city, that has consequences for people who live in it.
Indeed, when we see the communities who are most disparately impacted are communities of color and other marginalized groups, people with disabilities, people who don't have as much faculty to be recognized or be heard by policymakers, by people who have to make decisions, by developers, etc., whose spaces aren't necessarily as valued.
But what's to stop people from building around I-81? A 2008 study from the Onondaga Citizens League called the areas on either side of the highway lost space, because all that's built there are parking lots and parking garages, very little development. Director of the State Anti-Poverty Initiative, Syracuse Hope, Osha Keaton, says it comes down to something as simple as aesthetic.
I guess the simple way to put it is if you were a business owner, and let's say you were thinking about putting a grocery store somewhere, would you put it underneath the highway? I wouldn't put it underneath the highway.
She says development would create incentives for people to spend money in Syracuse, at shops, restaurants, or cafes. That would keep money in the city, spurring further development and growth, jobs, and a stronger tax base. When it comes to the problem of poverty and development, Abdul Kadir says it's more than just a question of social justice.
You could not care about racial justice. You could not care about environmental justice or economic justice. You could just be a person who's, that doesn't matter to me. Inevitably, though, this reality affects all of us. You can't have a successful suburbia without a successful Syracuse, because eventually the suburbs will fall. And if we as a community aren't successful, we're all going to be brought down by this. And so this is a unique opportunity for us to address something that is really dragging this city, this county, this region down.
Abdul Kadir is saying the I-81 replacement process is a chance to combat poverty. More than worries about commute times or the changing city landscape, this is a chance for communities separated by the highway to come together. It's a chance to tackle poverty on a scale that comes only once in a generation. To hear the full version of this story and others from WAER's Poverty Project, go to citylimitsproject.org.